streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it is a Tuesday. It is great to have you in live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, NBA ratings in, first round playoffs, highest in 11 years. I'm into it. You're into it. The league is flourishing, and Joy Taylor is joining me. We are seeing teams unravel right in front of our eyes. It's fantastic drama.
Boy, we had a, what, two-year little span without the Warriors ruining everyone's postseason. The Warriors are back, y'all.
Yeah,
they look good.
They look really good last night. So, it's interesting. What I'm about to say is the truth. It will sound like opinion. The younger the crowd is in any sport, the louder the crowd is. Why? Well, young crowds, more testosterone, no kids often, not married. They spend their money on sports. They're loud. You want to have tickets that young people can afford. But there is a city in the country that has lots and lots of rich young people. I'm reading it here. The U.S. city with the most millennials earning the most money, number one is San Francisco, and number two is neighboring Oakland. And they are all Warrior fans. That is the loudest arena in the NBA, and it's not close. No fan base feeds off its team, and no team feeds off its fan base. What about Phoenix? Phoenix's home and road record's the same. They're great everywhere. Because of all the money in tech, the Warriors have the youngest, most rabid fan base. You want young fans. Old Yankee Stadium, younger crowd, wildly raucous. Then they rebuilt it, charged more for tickets. That made the crowd older and more affluent. The stadium got quieter. I saw this at the University of Oregon. Otson Stadium was a crazy place. Then they rebuilt it, charged more for tickets, priced out a lot of the young people. But San Francisco and Oakland is where young people make millions of dollars and buy seats on the floor. By the way, third is New York. It's why Madison Square Garden is so loud. You want young crowds. And what you saw last night, it was palpable on television. The Nuggets had the size, but they shrank. They became the McNuggets. The crowd, they have led after the first quarter in both games and then evaporated. You could see the seams, the tears, the fabric coming apart. And the crowd has a ton to do with it. I mean, Steph is great. When he played this year, they had the best record at home. And we don't give fans a lot of credit for stuff. We think it's just about athletes. But basketball is unique because of the proximity, fans to the players and fans to the officials, it can be more intimidating. In hockey, you don't hear the fans. Certainly you're not next to them. Same in football, same in baseball. But they did a study years ago on college basketball officiating. People always say the NBA's got bad officials. NBA's got great officials. They're human. They miss calls. And they found in college with younger officials, they were wildly influenced by crowds. Older NBA officials were not. But when you watch the Warriors, you are looking at the most, the loudest, because young people drink more, right? They drink more. They stay up later. Sports is a bigger part of their life. They don't have to go home. They're often not married. They don't have kids. And they party all night. And they live for the Warriors. And they're on the message board. And they get there early. And they get lubricated. And that crowd is insane. And I've watched the Nuggets now in back-to-back games completely unravel. 418 straight sellouts. And this is a memo to all you billionaires who want to build fancy new stadiums. You better create seating for young people. Now, in San Francisco and Oakland, it doesn't matter because young people make a ton of money. Same in New York. Madison Square Garden, if you've ever been to a basketball game at Madison Square, I've been in 30 basketball arenas. I've not been in the new Oracle. Madison Square Garden is just louder. It's all those Wall Street kids making money. They don't have to be home at night. They can sleep on their buddy's couch. They don't care. Sports is their life. But when you build these new stadiums, please, please, please keep in mind seating for young people, because it is an advantage for the Warriors. It is a clear advantage. That fan base is nuts. It's too bad Jim Dolan owns the Knicks and they can't get their act together, because basketball is better when New York is great. And it's not because I love the uniforms. It's because Madison Square Garden it's crazy. It is so loud, on top of you, lubricated. And what I watched over the last couple of games in this series, Denver's just not, they don't want that smoke. They got no interest. They are not ready for it. They're not ready for that crowd. They're not ready for that team. And the Warriors feed off it, because their best player is a flashy player, and he gets the crowd. This is not a dull, you know, this is not a team, the bad boys, we play defense. This team's all about shooting threes, flash, speed, up and down the floor, and the crowd, and Steph gets them worked up. It is quite a scene on television, and the Warriors are back. Good luck to the rest of the NBA. So a second story. Utah Jazz could not beat the Mavericks without Luka. So they won one or two games. The Utah Jazz have always been a really good job. Coaching the Utah Jazz, really good job. With no chance to be a great job. It's like Wisconsin football. It's a really good job. Athletic director's good. Facilities are good. The fans are great. State of Wisconsin's got like 6 Division I players every year that can play. Utah's a good job. But they have to go international and get home runs in the draft, because like the Packers, it's not a free agent place. If you look at the greatest Jazz team of all time, they got Stockton and Malone in back-to-back picks, but one was 13th, one was 16th. They've got to hit home runs. They've got to go international. Bojan Bogdanovic, Rudy Gobert, Joe Ingles, they've got to go international because they don't get free agents. They got to hit home runs in the draft, and they've done it before. But this is why Quinn Snyder is looking at the Lakers. The Jazz do everything right. The fans are amazing. The facility's great. The new owner is super smart. The coach is amazing. But it's hard there. You got to go overseas. You got to get home runs in the draft. You don't get the free agent edge. And I've seen this before. Notre Dame is a great job, but Brian Kelly was right. LSU is a greater job in 2022. Easier to get kids in. There's more players in the geographic footprint. Oklahoma is a great job. USC, when it's on fire, is greater. Why? Because there's 125 Division I players in California. There's 12 a year in Oklahoma. You don't have to beg them to play. You don't have to leave the state to get 90% of your players. The Packers and the Jazz have limitations. Karl Malone was a 85 draft, the 13th pick. Stockton in the 84 draft was a 16th pick. You hit back-to-back home runs, you can be in finals for years and years and years. I grew up with the Seattle Mariners, same thing. We are so geographically isolated in the Pacific Northwest, they fly almost 50,000 miles a year. That's why in the second half, the Mariners always run out of gas. They're on planes too long. But I look at Quinn Snyder, and I see a great coach and a well-run organization and a rabid fan base. And Rudy Gobert's a remarkable defensive player. But one injury to Joe Ingles, or it was Bogdanovich the year before, and they're not a championship team. In fact, they're not even a conference champion. They're not going to get to the Western Conference Finals. As good as Quinn Snyder is, eighth season, no conference finals. It's not because he can't coach. It's not because it's not a good front office. It's not because Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert aren't individually great. But if they have any little injury, they lose a Bogdanovich to a wrist injury, Joe Ingles out, it's over. They don't have excess. Like LSU football has a third NFL running back in the depth chart. Notre Dame's got a second. That's the difference. Utah, the Jazz, that is a really good job, but it's got a ceiling on it. And I was watching that last night as they sort of unravel, and I think, man, you got to win this series. Luka's not there. You got to win this series. You got your two stars. The Jazz have what many would perceive as the better coach, the best defensive player, your stars available. Dallas doesn't have Luka. You got to win the series. I'm not blaming anybody. You got to win it. And that is the frustration. That is why people will leave what appears to be a really good job in college for a great job. Fewer limitations, fewer obstacles, warmer weather, more kids in the geographical footprint. So is I really, by the way, there's a ceiling for Canadian teams, right? Chris Bosch, get me out. The taxes, the weather, the geography. Nick Nurse, Toronto's up for the Laker job. Quinn Snyder, Utah, up for the Laker job. You don't have to leave Philadelphia. You don't have to leave the Celtics. You don't have to leave the Heat or the Lakers or the Clippers. You go into a lot of places. They don't have the obstacles. But as I watched Utah unravel, I thought they have to win the series. Like, this is the same group of guys for years and years. You got the coach. You got the star defensive center. You got Donovan Mitchell. You're missing Ingles. Okay. All right. They're missing Luka. This is the kind of loss where a Quinn Snyder goes, all right, I've done everything I can. But it's just a good job. A very good job. But it can't be a great job.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Good to have you in. Man, there's a lot going on. We were talking about this earlier. Highest NBA rating, playoff ratings, first round in 11 years. We March Madness got great ratings. All this stuff, you know, your FanDuel's, sports gambling. People stay around, watch longer, more engaged. Sports dominates television. There's just the ratings for sports right now. Sports a great industry to be in. Talking about it, playing it, coaching it, scouting it. It's just a great place to be right now in this country, is involved with sports.
Also, just the level of talent is so high.
That's
across
international
all
now.
Of these sports. Yes, that there's so much more parity. I mean, you're watching the Warriors last night. If you pick the Suns, aren't you like a little nervous? And the Suns are obviously still great, but they look incredible.
Yeah, like
there's
sports,
so much parity.
Sports has exploded, not only internationally. Baseball's going international to get its play. When I was watching, you know, 70s, 80s, the sport wasn't nearly as international. Basketball's always been more international. But so the Arizona Cardinals, according to a former NFLer, James Jones, good buddies with Aaron Rodgers, he said on the NFL Network, he thinks Arizona's going to trade Kyler Murray. Two things to consider. Number one, Arizona's owner gave the head coach and general manager, Steve Keim and Cliff Kingsbury, extensions. So he sent a message to Kyler Murray and his agent and everybody else. We're not going to get bullied here. These guys are staying. We don't know if you are, Kyler, but those guys are staying. You're not going to bully us. Secondly, Kyler Murray's issues, and I've been told this for years, they were well aware of him when they drafted him. He tends to be sort of selfish, aloof. I mean, he wasn't totally committed to football. He's just wildly talented, like crazy talented. He's gotten better every year, and they've won more games every year, and they love him. But they kind of knew his stuff. So this is being presented as, oh, my God, can you – they've been doing this stuff behind the scenes for years. They knew this day would come. They strongly believed he would be more of a holdout guy than a Dak or a Brady or a Russell Wilson. That was his personality. His dad has a presence. This is something that they're well aware of. And they have budgeted to sign Kyler Murray. They don't want to sign him early, and they're concerned about his health. He's been hurt twice. I said this when he came out. You can't look at his size and tell me it's not somewhat of a concern. Nobody thinks, you know what I want my quarterback to be? 5'10". They don't. Everybody would love Russell Wilson to be 6'3 and move around like that. Size is offensive linemen now are 6'7". You don't want a 5'10 quarterback. He's not a great pocket thrower. Some of it, like Russell Wilson is, he has to kind of create passing lanes because he is a little shorter. It's not ideal. Now, Russell's going to be a Hall of Famer. Kyler could be a Hall of Famer as well, but it's not ideal. Years ago, there was a quarterback. Many of you, most of you have never heard of him. His name was Fran Tarkenton. He went to Georgia, then Minnesota. Fran was a great quarterback. He was 5'11". He ran around a lot. Why? because he had to create passing lanes. It's hard to see over the offensive linemen that are now all 6'6 and 6'7. Some are taller than that. So Larry Fitzgerald called out Kyler Murray publicly. Larry Fitzgerald is probably the most respected NFL player, the singular most respected NFL player in 20 years. He is the gold standard of American football players. He is the gold standard. And Larry Fitzgerald called him out, said, you know, Arizona gave him too much too early. He feels himself a lot. They know this. They've dealt with it. It's discussed. It's known in the building. But it's a great division. He's a remarkable player. I would re-sign him. I would try to structure it based on I'll pay him a ton of money guaranteed early. I don't want to get trapped late because I do worry about his health. I said this about Deebo Samuel. I love Deebo Samuel. He's not built. The tarmac's not long with Deebo. Like Larry Fitzgerald didn't get hurt. Calvin Johnson, some guys you feel like you can play for 15 years. DK Metcalf, my guess is, won't be hurt a lot. He's just so physically unique. Julio Jones is broken down now, but after like 10, 12 years of just being so reliable. There are certain athletes, their style, their body, they were hurt in college, they're smaller, they get in, they're more collision prone. George Kittle, I love George Kittle of the Niners, but he collides for a living. Gronk collides for a living. Deebo Samuel does. And so with Kyler, I'd like to structure it so I'm not trapped if he gets hurt again, and he will. I told you years ago, I had he's going to be a Hall of Fame player, a defensive end in the NFC, tell me off air, I've hit him. He don't like to get hit. Kyler doesn't like to get hit. When you're 5'10", running around and weigh 90 pounds less than the guys whacking you, he doesn't like to get hit. And he said, I don't think he's long for the league. I think he's great, and I think he'll play, but that career is going to be closer to 9 years than 20. And so if I was Arizona, this is a player that I would pay. But a lot of this is being presented as, this is an exploding problem and you've got to move off him. Arizona has been well aware of this stuff and has been managing it and has budgeted for it and is expecting it. And it's all good. And I think they're going to pay him. So when it gets presented as urgent and they're fearful and they don't know. Folks, just because your kid does something at school to get suspended, it doesn't mean the parents didn't know it was coming, right? Like there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes. Oh my God, our friends got divorced. Yeah, the couple knew about it for 3 years when they went to therapy. So Arizona's got this under control. It's now being thrust into the public light, which always makes it uncomfortable for GMs, coaches, players, owners, agents. That's not where you want to be. They know what's going on here. Kyler likes Arizona. The coach loves him. He likes the coach. They'll get this done is my prediction. He's got to figure out they're not going to be bullied. They extended their coach and GM. They will not be bullied on this. But they got their arms around this. I don't know if they're all going to therapy, but they've got their arms around this situation.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
By the way, so the Warriors won last night. They look really good. Jordan Poole now is another guy that can shoot. Nikola Jokic is their MVP-level center, international player. He's lost six straight playoff games and been ejected in two of three. I don't know if you can say this yet, but there is a narrative forming that he's not a playoff guy. He's just a regular season guy. So he does have a skill. Joy talks about this often. Being available is a skill. He's available. In the regular season, 7 years, he plays minimum 72 games every year. That's a big deal in the regular season, especially now that we've kind of normalized stars taking off games when they're like marginally hurt. He's available. And in the regular season, that's a lot of W's. He doesn't, to me, galvanize a team. He doesn't inspire teammates. He's just really talented. I'd certainly like him on my team. I'd rather him be a two than a one. I know that's weird because he's in the MVP, you know, discussion. But we've seen this with Westbrook. Westbrook plays really hard, like every night, like every possession. That is a huge regular season advantage. But everybody in the playoffs plays really hard. And so Westbrook would get into the playoffs, and his big advantage, he's just too reckless. And in the playoffs, you want more efficient players. That's why Jordan Poole, the Warriors, he's so damn efficient. Andrew Wiggins in the Warriors culture, he was never this efficient. So in the playoffs, you're looking for some different things, some toughness, some physicality, defensive end. Every possession counts. Get a bucket, get a stop, guys. I don't know. There is a narrative forming. But when I watch the Nuggets play, I feel like they lack leadership, not talent. I like their coach. I like their players, but they're fighting on the bench. Is Jokic the guy? He's, you know, like Giannis is very playful. Like everybody gets along with Giannis. And Embiid is very playful, very verbal. Jokic isn't like that. He's kind of a little bit more insular as a guy. And I'm not blaming him for the loss, but there is this sort of story forming now. He's not built for the playoffs. I don't know if that's true. I have, you know, but he's a different cat. I just don't feel when I watch Denver, they're cohesive. I think they unravel very quickly, and that's a problem. Here's Nuggets coach Mike Malone after the loss.
We can't splinter in adverse times. That's our challenge when things get tough, finding a way to stay the course. You're down six at halftime, and then the third quarter, there's just an avalanche.
Yeah, and we've seen it back-to-back games where it just – now, some of this is – the Warriors last night, they get into this now with Jordan Poole. They're just going to shoot threes. And a lot of them go in, and the game, it goes from you're down four to you're down 12. Boom. So, you know, there's not a lot of blame here, but I do not see them as a wildly cohesive team. And again, it's a lot of the same guys. Like, I would get if Philadelphia wasn't cohesive. Here comes James Harden. And then you lose Drummond, and you lose Curry. And you, like, I would get, like, Brooklyn not being terribly cohesive. Like Boston should be. We've had Tatum, Marcus Smart, and Jaylen Brown. We've had those guys together, the big three there for years. Like, you should be cohesive. Warriors should mostly be cohesive. But Denver should too. Come on. We've had the same kind of guys here. They should be. They should not unravel. It's one thing to lose. It's another to unravel. I don't know. Something doesn't feel right to me in Denver.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Good dude, 16 years in the league. Al Harrington, who I haven't talked to in a long time, former NBA player, living the big life in Miami. All right, Al, you look like you're in a good mood. Everybody in Miami's in a good mood. You always look like you're in a good mood down there. So I got to ask you about this. I watched the Warriors last night, and I said there's something wrong with Denver. They're too good. They unravel. And Jokic is a great talent, Al. But I don't know if he's a leader. Does he inspire? Does he galvanize? Did you ever get to a point in the NBA where a guy's a great player, but it takes more? Giannis, I feel like there's a leader. Embiid's verbal. He's a leader. Steph's a leader. With Jokic, I don't feel that. I don't know. What do you make of, hypercritical? I mean, Denver's just falling apart. Why?
You know what? It's funny. I mean, I think that there's different kind of leaders, right? You know, you have leaders that are vocal, right? You have guys that people just feed off of their energy. And when you look at Jokic, he's neither, right? He doesn't seem like he's a big voice guy. And then, you know, when he does get busy and get, 30 in a row, and he don't go crazy and get everybody pumped up either, right?
Right.
So I'm not going to say he's not a leader, because obviously he leads that team. And I mean, you can't be a two-time MVP, not being a leader. But, he just doesn't kind of bring that energy that you would need from a leader, like a guy like a Giannis or some of the other superstars.
Yeah. So, I'm sitting there. I said villains are good for sports. So I'm rooting for Brooklyn to beat Boston, because Boston, if Boston was a movie, they'd be Hoosiers, right? Like, they do all the things right. They're coachable. They play defense, and they got one star. And now, if Brooklyn was a movie, they'd be Boiler Room. They just want to make money, leave the problems for somebody else. It's not perfect. No bench. I can't figure it. But I will say this. KD and Kyrie may be the two best finishers in the world. Seriously. Correct. Who do you like the rest of the way in that series? Because I know Brooklyn's got way more flaws, but who do you like and why?
Man, I mean, I'm pulling for Brooklyn just because of the, relationship with, Kyrie. Kyrie went to my high school, played for my AAU team. So, a huge Kyrie fan. I think it's going to be tough for them. I think that the main issue with Brooklyn is I think they rely on Kyrie and KD too much. You know what I'm saying? They don't use the other weapons around them. And until they can figure that out, I'm just not sure how far they can actually go. A guy like Steph Curry, Patty Mills, and different guys like that that's over there, they got to figure out how to incorporate those guys and make those guys dangerous, because they can actually score the ball and shoot the ball. So that's the only reason why I just feel like they put too much pressure on themselves, and I'm just not sure if they can win a championship like that.
I want to ask you about the Miami Heat, because I don't get them. They're obviously good, great coach, good bench. Butler and Bam are tremendous athletes, but they're not great closers. And I've had BJ Armstrong, multiple people have come on this show, and they love him. And Joy likes him. And I'm like, you see him down in Miami. So explain to me their greatness. Do you think they're a championship-level team, and why?
Same thing. I mean, it's like I don't trust it to stand and say that I think they're going to win it. I think they definitely got a lot of good pieces. I think that what makes them special is like they have a good team where there's no real true superstar there. So kind of everybody like pulls together and make it happen. It seems like, you know, the deeper you get into the playoffs, you do need closers. We know that Kyle Lowry can make a big shot.
Yeah.
You know, Jimmy can make a big shot. We know Bam can make a big shot, you know. But at the end of the day, like when it's like nut cutting time and it's like, yo, we need somebody to go, you know, finish this game out for us. You know, that's where you kind of have your doubts there. So I'm not really, I think Milwaukee's the team. You know, I think they're the team out of the East. I just think that they got the most dominant player in the league. I call, you know, Giannis a mobile Shaq. And, you know, when you got a guy that's that good and all the guys that's around him, I still think they're my favorites.
What do you make of Giannis? Did you think he would be this good? Did you, you know, for years I was like, I don't trust him with 3 minutes to go. I don't trust him at the free throw line. Does he remind you anybody in your 16 years that you played with? Did you see him being this good 5 years ago, Al?
No, honestly. And it's amazing that even though with his shot not being, you know, at the level that I'm sure, you know, we would all like to see it, the fact that he still finds a way to continually get better year after year.
Yeah.
It's just really impressive. You know what I'm saying? You got to take your hat off to him, the way that he prepares and the way that he approaches the game. But, you know, when you talk about that leader, it just exudes out of him. Like, even that the series that they won last year, it was like he willed it. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
He has it. And it's just something about him that I would love to play with him, and I would love to play for him and go and like get in that foxhole, as we used to describe it back when I played, because I know with him in there, he's going to ride to the finish. You know what I'm saying? I think that that's what kind of reverberates throughout their team.
You know, everybody was getting on Kyrie, and he got fined $50,000 for, you know, flipping the finger. And I said, listen, I remember Vernon Maxwell running into the crowd, Malice at the Palace. I think most pro athletes today are, you know, they don't want to get hit. They don't want to screw with the moneymaker, the face. They're making too much money. How did you in your 16, because you were in some heated, heated playoff series. Did you hear the fans? Did you turn them out? Did you ever react? How did you deal with it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you hear the fans, you know, but I always say, like, when you're, like, really playing it in the moment, you don't hear anything, right? It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of this blank space. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're like making your cuts and setting your picks, you don't hear anything. But, you know, once you make that shot and you kind of zone out, you definitely hear everything. You know, you hear fans. And I mean, you look at this right here. If you're taking the ball out, you hear everything everybody's saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's this right there. And, you know, I will say, like, Boston, you know, the two fans that I would say have been like the nastiest that I've been around, you know, in my career was Boston and definitely Utah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those are some really, really, like, those fans say anything. You know what I mean? Sometimes they cross that line.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
can definitely see them frustrated.
Yeah. I've talked to players about Boston and Utah. That, yeah, they cross the line. But emotionally, every time I go to an NBA game, I tell Joy this. Every time I've gone to an NBA game with good seats, players will talk to me. And there is something kind of unique about the NBA experience. Did you ever get into conversations at all with funny fans or outrageous fans?
Oh, all the time. I mean, I don't think there was a game I played in where I didn't say something to a fan.
Oh,
at
really?
Some point. Whether good or bad, right? You know, you have some that, oh, I loved you, and some, Al, I hate you. You know what I mean? And, you know, the typical thing, you know, you get is you suck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what is the response to that? You got to come up with some clever ones there. I would just say, like, in this situation with Kyrie, I don't know why he's giving him so much energy. You know what I mean? Like, what does he expect? Like, you know, they brought you there expecting you to take them to the next level. You know, that's one of those basketball towns where they're going to judge you by your performance. You didn't perform well there and you left. So you got to expect them to feel that way and have things to say. I just wish he would just kind of tune it out and just be the great player that he is. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he's getting 40 points a night while in Ramadan. You know, what he's doing is just really special, and it's just like something we've never seen before. He should just let that just, you know, just live out there. Just forget, just tune the fans out. Who cares what they say?
By the way, 2 minutes left. Luka. Joy brought this up. We've been talking about this. I love Luka, but he came into camp out of shape. He's had multiple injuries. I don't remember this being a thing 10, 15, 20 years ago. But tell me if I'm wrong. Were there guys that would come into camp and you're like, they just ate donuts all up. They're like, they're not in good shape.
Oh, hell yeah. There were all kind of players that did that. I don't want to say any names, but there was a lot of guys that they viewed training camp as the opportunity to get in shape. Now, I will say that back then, especially when I was in the league, we had real training camps, you know, a whole month, right? And yeah. The first 2 weeks of training camp, all we did was run and have to pass fitness tests and all these type of things. From what I hear, the new NBA, all of those things have kind of went out the window. They kind of expect the players to be professional and come in shape so that they can kind of hit the ground running. And, you know, Luka got to learn from this. You know, I mean, he has a chance to be an all-time great. You know, his talent is, you know, second to none, essentially. And, you know, he has to respect the game. And the way you respect the game is to make sure that you're always prepared to play. And, I mean, my whole thing when I look at these guys is like, LeBron James, you know, for anything, whether he's the GOAT or not, he's given all of us or them the blueprint of this thing, right? You take the time to invest in your body and make sure that you're pretty much in playing shape year round. You could play 20 years at a level that people just don't expect. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And the money's there, the opportunity's there. It's so many reasons. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's really on him. And, you know, he has to grow up and be more of a professional and make sure that he doesn't do this again.
Al Harrington, the Gatorade national player, USA Today player, happy guy, 16 years, living the big life in Miami. Great seeing you, my man.
Thanks, man. Kyle, always good to see you. Joy, hello.
What's up, Al?
Al Harrington. Joy knows everybody. Seriously, I'm interviewing him. Joy's hanging out with him, friends with him. I'm such an outsider. But I'm learning things all the time. About once a week, get a new phrase, and I mix it right into my life.
Mm-hmm.
Came home last night with Ann. I'm all about this.
About it.
Damn, I messed it up. See, that's the thing. It takes me about a week to get it right. But then, as I told you, I used lit 20, 30 times a day. And now I don't have to think about it. It's just in my lexicon. Just throw lit into all my language.
I thought we stopped that.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.